Yeah, I went, I studied it, went and took the novice. I had to take it twice. I missed it by like 2 questions the first time, so I took it again, and I got the novice, and then I scheduled back, and John Little, WATOI, told me about it. He says, go and get your no-code tech. You can do no-code tech. I'm like, okay, so that's what I did. I studied for no-code tech and at that time and passed and got my ticket.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, when I took my novice, I was at college finishing up kind of with a little extra time and keeping some office hours for the club that really weren't really members and so for the radio club. And one guy that was the moderator came up and I just sent for the novice. This is 1984. So there was an old dorm room where the shack was, you know, on the fourth floor of the dorm. And so I would go there faithfully between some classes a couple of days a week. And I was listening to W1AW. And prior to that, he had said, oh, yeah, you're looking at these flashcard type things. Don't do anything with Morse code for a month. Come back and he said, no, just listen. So I had a tape. I had an ARRL tape. So I had been listening to. So 2 weeks, I pretty much had it down. And I would go and listen to the practice sessions for W1AW. So unbeknownst to me, the moderator guy came up. You know, he was a staff person at the university, and all of a sudden someone snatches up this paper from me, and he looked at it. He goes, "You passed." So yeah, he had seen I had been copying. You know, so that was it. That's how I got my first code